Britain. Industrial Policy. Blythe Spirit. The Parable of a Patch of Northumberland.
The little port town of Blythe in northeast England holds up a mirror to the British economy. For much of the 20th century, it was a home to heavy industry. By the 1960s, it was exporting more coal than anywhere else in Europe and had built the Royal Navy's first aircraft carrier. In the 1970s, it was importing the raw materials needed by the smelting furnace a short train ride away. Then, as the collieries, shipyards and metalworks all closed, the town spent decades in decline. Its long search for a new act has made it a crucible for the policies of the previous Tory government and the new Labour one. When Blythe's power station was demolished in 2003, it left behind a desirable plot of land abutting the coast. The site is the terminus of the North Sea Link, a cable sending clean energy to and from Norway. It also benefits from existing sea and rail links. As part of Boris Johnson's levelling up agenda to reduce regional inequality, the land was to be the home of British Volt, a government-backed battery start-up that would build a gigafactory there. But British Volt, which lacked customers, investment and expertise in battery manufacturing, collapsed into administration in 2023. "We don't feel very levelled up," is the verdict of Julie Ammon, a caseworker in the Citizens Advice Bureau in the town centre. That phrase was consigned to political history by the election of the Labour government in July. But Blythe is still caught up in some grand political ambitions. Labour's first two missions, as the government's five overarching objectives are known, are to boost economic growth and make Britain a green energy superpower. Among other things, that means setting up a national wealth fund, whose objectives include upgrades to port infrastructure and establishing Great British Energy, a new national energy company whose aims include crowding in offshore wind investment. If these plans work, Blythe ought to benefit. It is, after all, a port, and Dogger Bank, the world's largest offshore wind farm, sits just off the coast. Blythe is already home to the Offshore Renewable Energy, ORE, Catapult, a government-backed facility supporting the offshore wind sector, which opened in 2013. On its campus, the ORE validates and tests the designs of giant offshore turbines and blades for global firms like General Electric, Siemens and Vestas. Before the election, it won £86 million, that's $109 million of government money to upgrade its facilities. Companies have started to coalesce in the facility's orbit. Tony Quinn, who is in charge of technology development at the ORE, cites the example of JDR Cables, a Polish company that makes the subsea cables needed to hook wind farms up to the grid. JDR is building a new factory nearby to manufacture the cables required by bigger, more powerful turbines, which will head to nearby sites like Dogger Bank. Private firms are drawn to the ORE's state-of-the-art facilities to test and develop drones and robots for unmanned offshore maintenance in the dry dock that was once home to HMS Ark Royal. To return Blythe to its heyday as a thriving industrial town would require more than a handful of small high-tech companies, however. Speak to the locals fishing on the quayside, and few can tell you what takes place in the ORE's colossal blue hangar across the water. But many do voice their disappointment over the 3,000 or so permanent jobs that British Volt was meant to have directly created. The parcel of land once destined for battery manufacturing is now earmarked for another industry of the future. Unfettered access to clean energy makes the site a no-brainer for power-hungry data centres. plans to build a £10 billion hyperscale artificial intelligence data centre backed by Blackstone, a huge private equity firm, are working their way through the planning system. Sir Keir Starmer trumpeted the project on a recent visit to New York. Not everyone likes the idea. The data centre would create fewer direct jobs than a gigafactory, around 400 of them. Chris MacDonald, a Labour MP with a background in business, has warned that not exploiting the location for its unique industrial properties could create long-lasting economic damage for the region. But planning reforms are also central to the new government's growth agenda. It quickly signalled its support for other data centres whose applications had become mired in bureaucracy. In September, it designated data centres as critical national infrastructure. A short drive out of town to the derelict British Vault site serves as a cautionary tale of grand designs that fail to materialise. An early test of Labour's ambitions will be its ability finally to turn Blythe's imagined future into a real one.